There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now on the Business Breakfast, we continue our series on fintech companies based in the Hive down at DIFC, and we do that with Norblock. It is a Swedish company using blockchain to help banks with the sometimes cumbersome process of getting to know your customer, or KYC as it's known in financial services. Joining us in the studio to give us a bit more information about this is the Business Development Manager of Norblock, Fanny Modan. Fanny, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So in simple terms, let's talk about what Norblock does. Again, this is a business-to-business solution. A lot of the companies we've had in are solving financial problems for the unbanked, people on very, very low incomes. But this is aimed at financial institutions, isn't it? In simple terms, what's the problem that Norblock solves?
Norblock is a platform that aims to make the process of KYC more simpler. As it stands today, KYC is a very painful process for all parties involved. For banks, it's labor-intensive, time-consuming, and an area where costs are continuously rising, and this is largely driven by regulatory pressures. We estimate that around $60 million is spent on KYC annually by the average European bank. For customers, the process is equally annoying. It's currently paper-based, and it takes on average about 24 days to onboard a new client, and almost as long for the renewal process, which happens every year.
And looking on your website, you say you can do a few things. You can make this a lot quicker with your system. You can save banks 30% on average of the cost of KYC. But one of the interesting things, because you use blockchain technology, so let's say I set up an account with, I don't know, Maastricht Bank or whoever it may be. And then I set up another account with Citibank and another one with an investment fund that I'm working with. Mm. Got to do the process all over again. Maastricht's got to do it. Then Citibank's got to do it. Then Franklin Templeton's got to do it. With this system, using blockchain technology, Maastricht can then just sell that on to Citi and Franklin Templeton, and the KYC is done. So I only have to do it once, and only Maastricht has to do it. And because blockchain is clever and understands these things and secure, that works. How close to the truth is that interpretation?
That's essentially it. So it does make the process a lot simpler. From a customer perspective, you fill out your digital KYC form on a desktop or a mobile device. You submit that to your onboarding bank. The onboarding bank then verifies that information, and in doing so, places a stamp of approval on that information. Once that's done, I then, as a customer, can share my KYC file with other institutions.
So really, you're just a conduit to get a piece of information from A to B. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could say that.
So, because the KYC process obviously is knowing and fully understanding your customer. It's human interaction. It's actually doing the research. You don't do any of the research on the other end customer. You just transmit the information from A to B.
Exactly. It's just a platform that enables sharing.
So why do you think that your platform is any better, really? Because, you know, KYC information isn't particularly sensitive. It's a relationship between two parties, but, you know, it can equally be transmitted by fax, over the telephone. It could be sent in an email. Why is your solution so much better?
Well, the actual sharing component, banks are not legally allowed to share KYC information.
But you have to receive it from somewhere, because most banks don't fully understand their customers, and they have to employ either ratings agencies or somebody else to give them an insight into those customers.
That's a particular solution that banks can turn to. Not a very popular one, because it involves outsourcing the entire process. Banks actually like to keep the KYC process, keep control of the KYC process, and they also don't like to lose a customer interface, which happens when they outsource that process.
So it's all stored within blockchain technology, and then it can be shared around. At the moment, Maastricht cannot share my KYC data with Citibank, but using this blockchain technology that you've developed, and your founders are all ex-McKinsey, aren't they? So they're smart guys who get this stuff. It can be shared, and that's, in theory, the game changer.
The back end of the platform uses a combination of blockchain and distributed databases. So without going into too much technical detail, what the blockchain technology specifically enables is two things. So it's the sharing component, the customer, the sharing of the KYC file happens through the customer. And also what it enables is secure monetization. So banks can actually monetize on the validating stamp that once they verified the KYC file.
So I'm hearing two things. I'm hearing once it's a relationship between two parties, the people who are being evaluated and the bank. And then at the same time, you're talking about sharing, passing that information onwards, which surely you can't do.
Well, you can. That's exactly the point. So you can do that if it's the sharing is happening from the customer. So the customer, the KYC file is approved by one bank, and then as a customer,
that customer can use that to send to other banks.
Exactly.
So you're based in Sweden. In fact, one of your founders was going to be here today, but he's had to go back to Sweden to talk to big banks who he's selling this stuff to.
Yes,
and
that's
understandable. Why do you need Dubai? Why do a few guys, ex-McKinsey in Sweden, doing perfectly well with this, why do they need to come to DIFC and to the Hive Accelerator?
Well, I think that innovation, especially in fintech, is very high on the agenda here in Dubai. When we were selected to be part of Fintech Hive at DIFC, it was a great opportunity to come back to the region talk to banks and financial institutions about our product, and interact with them and get feedback on the platform, and hopefully be able to test it.
Maybe it's me not understanding this entirely. What I don't really understand is why a bank, and you're selling to the banks, why a bank would be very interested in knowing that once you've established this sort of link via yourselves to share this KYC information between the customer, the Know Your Customer, and the bank, why the bank would want to pay for that when in fact it's the customer that's being looked at that benefits by having that sort of stamp of approval, which they can then share. Why would the bank pay for that?
Well, banks benefit because there's in the KYC process as it stands today, there's a lot of duplication of efforts going on between banks. So imagine the average corporate customer has 4 to 5 banking relationships and has to perform KYC every year individually with those banks. And those banks have to verify essentially the same information on the same clients. So
I do understand that. I mean, I used to work for a ratings agency, and I used to work for Dow Jones for a long time, which does exactly that, share information. But I also know that sort of each individual type of bank, like a sort of full commercial bank, a domestic bank, a major international, might be looking at different sorts of things. So one stamp of approval for a customer might not fit all, because ratings agencies tailor their information depending on what the client wants, what the bank wants, and the size of the customer being looked at.
Well, a lot of the information is actually the same, and of course it might differ slightly between banks, but they can then perform their own internal verification checks on that information. But it's much easier for them to do that on a file that has been verified by one of their peers.
It's been great talking to you. Appreciate you joining us today. Best of luck with that. Sounds fascinating. How many weeks to go until the end of the Hive and it all kicks off and then you start pitching to banks and others?
I believe it's about 8 more weeks.
8 more weeks to go. Best of luck with that. Fanny Modan of Norblock, appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.